Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
My name is William Theodore Yeager, nicknamed Billy Ted, named after two grandfathers, William Farmer, who was a successful attorney, and also a successful businessman, Theodore Yeager. So that's how I got the name, nicknamed Billy Ted. I go by Bill. The happiest moment of my life was when I got married to my wife of 51 years, Denise Paula King. And when we had our two children, Andrea Nicole Yeager and Jason Christopher Yeager, who have now made us proud grandparents of five grandchildren, Trevor Ford, Gavin Ford, Ava Ford, Isla Yeager, and Lainey Yeager. Entire family lives within 5 miles of each other in Lee Summit, Missouri, Lake Winnebago, Missouri, and we all are a very happy, very blessed family. Probably the most important person in my life was my ex-junior high school, and college basketball coach, Richard Dick Buckridge, who was an All-American basketball player at Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, Missouri. Coach Buckridge, or Buck as his nickname was very instrumental when I lost my father at age 12 and my mother when I was 21 years old. He was very instrumental in my life, set a great example for me, kept me on the straight and narrow, and somebody I'm very indebted to. Another person I'm very indebted to is Dr. Richard St. Clair, who was the Dean of Academic Affairs at Webster University in Kansas City, Missouri. Dr. St. Clair hired me as an adjunct professor at Webster University, and 30 years later, I'm still a adjunct instructor at Webster University. Very happy. I've taught for that many years, looking at some international assignments with Webster, and Webster's been very good to me and my family. Most important lessons I've learned in my life from these two gentlemen was persistence is a virtue, and to stay focused. Good things happen to good people, and if you set goals and set standards to live by, you're more likely to be successful, and I feel that I've had a very successful personal life, professional life, and couldn't be happier with my family and the accomplishments that the family has made to date, with many more to come. How would I like to be remembered? Probably as somebody that was pretty passionate about what I did, also somebody who was fair and try to support people at all levels. I guess one of the slogans I've lived by is lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. That's been very helpful to me in my career. I think practicing what you preach is a lesson in life that I hope my family and all my kids will follow my lead. As far as any regrets I might have, I was very fortunate to get a full athletic scholarship to Kansas State and Northwest Missouri State University for basketball, although I still think to this day that my best sport might have been baseball. I was a pitcher and also played first base. I tell my kids and grandkids that my best pitch that I mastered was hitting the guy, the next batter, in the on-deck circle. They laughed, trying to figure out what that means, and I said, it means that nobody would dig in on me when I would rock and fire the fastball. But again, I think my biggest opportunity for advancement on past college might have been in baseball. Who were my favorite relatives? Other than my grandparents and parents, I had an uncle, Uncle Jerry, who was my mother's cousin, lived in California. Uncle Jerry was a very active, very intelligent 85-year-old gentleman who drove a convertible, was very passionate about life, and I learned a lot from him. I wish I could have spent more time with him, but he lived in California. What were my siblings like? I had an older sister, Marilyn, and unfortunately she was almost 10 years older than I was, so it was like two separate families. I wish we could have been closer. We shared one room when I was little. She wasn't very happy about that because it was her bedroom, and she would put pictures up on the wall of all of her favorite movie stars, and I would, when she would go for a sleepover at somebody else's house or be gone for a while, I'd take all the pictures down and put up my pictures of sports stars that I wanted in the room. So we were constantly changing pictures in our bedroom that we shared until we moved into a bigger house and had our own bedrooms. Hardest moments I remember growing up is, unfortunately, I was a late World War II baby. And a lot of my relatives were older, and I lost my father, my mother, a couple of uncles, all of my grandparents at a very early age, and it made it difficult trying to be close to somebody in the family because there weren't too many members in the family that I could get close to. I do think it made me stronger. At age 13, I had to become a man and get out and become organized, and I worked a job on a trash truck and told them I was 16 when I was 13 and started earning money and worked every summer. Even when I was on athletic scholarship, I would work in the summer to make money to help my mother, who was a single parent. She was the secretary of a Baptist church and also played the piano and the organ in the church, and I owe her a lot that she tried to take care of me and get me the clothes and the athletic equipment that I needed to be successful. I owe her a lot. She was a very strong woman and a very great example for me. I also had a very memorable situation with my dad and my uncle. My dad's name was Happy Aubrey Yeager. He and his brother Archie Arlington Yeager were born and raised in Carl Junction, Missouri, suburb of Joplin. They both played numerous sports. They were both successful businessmen. They both went to the University of Detroit, which now is Marquette University in Detroit. My dad was on a basketball scholarship, and my uncle Archie was on the Olympic team in Berlin, Germany, when the U.S. Olympic team won the mile relay team in front of Mr. Adolf Hitler. He was quite the track star, and they both were very close as brothers, very competitive as brothers, not only in sports and college, but also in business. And both were very successful in business. I wish I could have spent more time with both of them. As far as what I do for a living, I started out in education. I taught at Van Horn High School. I did my student teaching at Maryville High School. I then got a job in sales and marketing for Miles Laboratories. Decided, being the outgoing, gregarious person that I am, that sales was probably more fit to me than education at that time. I also worked for McNeil Laboratories, which is a division of Johnson & Johnson that manufactures and sells Tylenol. And then I went to work for several other companies, Bayer Animal Health in Kansas City, and also Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health in St. Joseph, Missouri. All of this time, I got an opportunity and was hired by Dr. Richard St. Clair to be an adjunct instructor at Webster University in Kansas City. And I substitute taught one night for a friend of mine in a class, and here I am in year 30 doing the same thing at Webster University. I've been very blessed and very fortunate to be part of Webster University out of St. Louis. I'm now still in education with Webster. I'm also a building manager at Lee Summit West High School, where my grandson Trevor Ford, who is a sophomore this year, is in school, and my two grandchildren, Ava and Gavin Ford, the twins, will be at Lee Summit West High School in 2 years. And then Isla and Laney Yeager also are in the Lee's Summit West School District and probably will be at Lee's Summit West High School on down the road. I'm planning on being at Lee's Summit West maybe another 5 years to get full retirement. And then I've talked about being a full-time substitute teacher where I can have time off, where Denise and I can travel, and I can, looking forward so much to spending time with the grandchildren. As far as do I believe in life after death, yes. What do you think it will be like? I think it will be stress-free and reunited with loved ones and family members. When I meet God, what would you want to say to him? I guess I'd want to say, I did the best I could. Thank you for the blessed memories that you've given to me and my family. And I hope I've left a very positive mark on my family and the people I've been associated with. As far as traditions passed down in the family, being a member of the U.S. Navy and being in the reserve unit that was called up during the Vietnam War era, respect your country, respect your flag. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think the tradition of displaying the flag and getting the family together on special occasions like the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, even though we might be apart, part of the family traveling, we can still get together and talk on the phone or video conference, etc., no matter where we are in the world. In the military, I was stationed, went through boot camp at the Great Lakes Naval Station outside of Chicago. I was transferred to Treasure Island, which is a naval depot where assignments are made just outside of San Francisco. I was then transferred to the Naval Safety Center in Norfolk, Virginia, at the Naval Air Station in Norfolk, and spent my time there until I was told that my mother was in grave illness, health, and I needed to get back to Independence, Missouri, since I was the only male member of the family. I came back, and unfortunately, within a matter of 2 months, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died. So a brief time in the military, but I learned respect for my country and for the men and women who serve our military and have died for our country every day. As far as in the military, were there times when you were afraid? I'm not sure the word afraid, maybe apprehensive would be better. When I was at the Treasure Island Depot in San Francisco, majority of people in the assignment area that were there were going to the Riverine Force in Cambodia, which was a situation, even though the Vietnam War was never declared as an official war, which is a travesty for our country. Men and women were going up and down the Mekong Delta and up and down the river in Cambodia. We were not even supposed to be there. And on a PT boat with 50 caliber machine guns with the enemy shooting at the boats from both banks trying to get down pilots out of Cambodia. Was I afraid? No. Was I apprehensive and nervous? Yes. As far as the loss of my father and mother, I would go first with my father, who had a massive heart attack at age 51. He was an athlete, but I think with his desk job and entertaining people, he didn't take care of himself physically. He was doing something he loved in South Dakota on a pheasant hunting trip. He shot a bird and his partner, they were walking down a fence row and partner went on ahead and my dad turned around to go find the bird that he had shot and fell over dead in the ditch with the bird in his hand, obviously doing something that he loved. It was very difficult because at age 12, it was pretty hard on a young man to lose his father. As far as my mother, my father also smoked. My mother also smoked, which I could not understand to this day. I still don't. It's a very addictive poison. My mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died from cancer. She was a secretary in a Baptist church, and my father owned his own business in Independence, Missouri. I guess what I would give as words of warning to my children and grandchildren is take care of yourself physically and mentally. Don't let yourself get in a physical deterioration process. Take care of yourself and take care of your family and live a long, happy, successful life. In summary, how would I like to be remembered? I guess I'd like to be remembered as somebody that was there if you needed help. I've been accused sometimes of being a little anal and trying to stick my nose in some of my family's business. None of that has been malicious. I guess when I was 12 trying to grow up, I had to learn to get my act together, get organized, schedule my activities, be busy, be active, be successful. And I'd like to remember that as something positive, not something negative that I was trying to stick my nose in their business. I know they're successful businessmen and women and have great families that we've been so blessed to be part of. Like to remember somebody who was active. I know someday my health will deteriorate, but I use the old adage, if you stop the engine, you may not get it started again. So I want to keep my engine running till to the very end of my time here on this earth. As far as traditions, I'd like to pass on that the family get together and spend holidays together, always be there for each other, and maybe remember old Papa or Papa B or Billy Ted or whatever you want to call me. And even though my remains will be cremated, I want them to remember the happy times that we had, especially the times that we had as a family at Lake Winnebago, which is a great place to live. I'm so happy that we wound up buying a place there and passed on that tradition of living on the lake to Andrea and Jason and their families. So I guess I'll sign off. And again, I'm so damn proud and happy and love my family so much.